This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's been a bit damp in the upper Midwest. Still, we can't complain as we think about the folks along the Gulf Coast. But I have noticed a significant jump in powdery mildew and other fungal maladies which have reared their spores on many of my plants. My Monarda now has powdery mildew. However, it's past flowering, so I'm cutting it back. Even my native new butterfly garden Monarda has powdery mildew, which is showing up on the black-eyed Susans. Fall cleanup and spraying with a fungicide next year will make a difference. We've also heard more about anthracnose this year. It's also a fungus. I see it on my hostas, bugbane, heucheras. Anthracnose symptoms typically appear as dark-colored spots or sunken lesions that can quickly run together to form irregular dark lesions that cause rapid blighting of leaves or stems. The best thing to do is cut the plant to the ground and do a thorough fall cleanup. That means lifting out the wood chips and resupplying the area. Check your squash. There may be reasons other than fungal disease for their demise. If you notice some weird-looking flaking, almost looks like fungal growth near the base of the vine, cut it open and you might find a squash vine borer. Once they've invaded, there's really nothing you can do. The best time to check for them is June. I'll have much more information on squash vine borer and what preventative measures can be taken on my website, gardenbite.com. The good news is I've noticed plenty of soldier beetles. They're closely related to fireflies and are classified as beneficials due to their eating habits. My little soldiers are yellow and black, but they can be orange and black. Again, I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.